You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 20 years, as she's developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Julie Ryan Show. I'm Julie, your host, and I'm so delighted you could join us this week. My intention in doing this show is to provide information, insight, and comfort to people all around the world by helping to answer life's unanswerable questions. We have a boatload of callers this evening, which is terrific, and I'm looking forward to seeing what their questions are and what the answers are and all of that. And it's doubly terrific because next Thursday is Halloween. So we're not going to do a live show because I, like probably most of you, will be passing out candy to the trick-or-treaters. And I thought about doing one and just turning my lights off, but I thought the doorbell's going to be ringing every 5 minutes, and that's going to show up on the tape. So that's not going to work either. Plus, I love passing out candy on Halloween, and I know all of you probably do as well. So no live show next week, live show the following week, and I'll post that in my blog and also on social media, just to remind you of that. Also, a couple of other updates. Tim, my husband's doing great. Thank you for all the sweet emails and notes and texts and everything I've gotten on that. I told him, I said, honey, I feel like I traded you in on a new model. So he's just doing amazingly well. It's really been remarkable. That's number one. Number two, I think a lot of you have heard me say that I wrote a children's book, a children's picture book, and we're working really hard to get it out in time for the holidays. And it's called Angel Messages for Kids. And it's just darling. You guys are going to love it, I hope. But I got the sketches last night from the illustrator. We storyboarded it, which means we set out the pages and set out the sketches, and then she's going to paint each page. It's going to be a watercolor painting for each page. So I was so excited to see that and was collaborating with her a little bit today. So I'll keep you posted on that. And then the other thing that I'm very, very excited about is His Majesty, my son Jonathan, is going to be in Atlanta this weekend on business. So I get to go over and see him this weekend. I'll get to have dinner with him one night and get to spend a little bit of time with them. So that makes a mama's heart happy. I know lots of you can relate to that. He lives in Los Angeles. So any opportunity I have and we have to spend time with him, we take advantage of it. So I'm looking forward to that too. All right, let's go ahead and go to the phones. And our first caller is Joni. And Joni is a hi girl, are you there?
Hi there. I'm here. Yes.
Hi. I was on Joni's show a couple of weeks ago before she went to Bali, you guys. She just got back from Bali, of all places. Doesn't that sound exotic?
And,
yes. So I just wanted to introduce Joni to all of you. Joni, please tell everybody where you live and then just give them a little bit of a brief overview about you and about your show.
Well, I live in the Los Angeles area, and the podcast is called Spiritual Aliveness with Joni, and I was so thrilled to have you on, and I'm really excited about your children's book. I can't wait to get that, and I read The Angelic Attendance, which was amazing. The podcast was awesome, and I'm really, really happy. Thank you for introducing me to your listeners. You know, since I found out about you, I've you know, kind of binge listened to you on my walks on the beach. And really, really, really happy to have found you. And then we had my own private session, too. So now I know the secret, the Julie secret.
Oh, it was really fun to be on your show. Tell everybody what is special about your show. of all the, because there's lots of podcasts out there. So what makes your show special? What are you trying to do to make it special?
The purpose of it, one, was to have a voice, and two, more importantly, is to help people find their own spiritual aliveness. I went through, you know, the dark night of the soul about 10 years ago, and I came out the other side, and I thought, you know, people don't have to suffer, and there's so much information out there and so many amazing resources like you, for example. And so I find people who resonate with me, who live an alive life, you know, who walk their talk, and I have them on the show, and it's a very eclectic roster of people, people who have written books, people who have podcasts, people who are psychic, people who are not. I mean, it's just, it's how do people find their aliveness again? You know, some people lose their way, and then, or how do people find their next level of aliveness if they didn't lose their way? So that's, mm-hmm. that's kind of the premise. The intention mm-hmm. is really to, you know, to share wisdom keepers from around mm-hmm. the globe. Mm-hmm. And you're one of those.
Oh, you sweet thing. Thank you. Same right back at you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
We covered a bunch of different topics, and everybody, if you get a minute, download Joni's podcast, We Had a Ball, on it. And how can yeah. people find you? How can people find your show? What's the best way for people to locate you?
Yeah, iTunes is the best way for sure. It was Spotify I've been having some issues with, but iTunes definitely carries it. It's called Spiritual Aliveness with Joni. Mm-hmm. And then spiritualaliveness.org is my website. And there are some free meditations on there. And there's one about abundance and chakras and just trying to provide things for people, you know, in their lives. So mm-hmm. one of those.
Terrific.
We'll get them there.
And yeah. and I'm going to post the link to Joni's show that I was on social media. So I will get awesome. That posted here in the next day or so. And so yeah. you guys will be able to find it that way as well. All righty. Well, thanks yeah. so much for taking a minute to join us.
Thank you so much for everything you do. I really appreciate you and having me on tonight. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. All right. Well, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Thank you. Bye.
And then we go from Joni to Joan. Our next caller is Miss Joan. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Julie. I'm glad to hear about Tim. That's fantastic that it happened for him like that. Julie, I was wondering if you could scan me. And
sure.
maybe find out what's going on with my hair loss. And I have a little bit of an itchy scalp, but in the last couple of months, my hair's getting very thin, and I'm losing hair.
Gosh. Okay. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Courtdale, Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do, Joan, is I love your name because it's my late sister's name. I was Julie and she was Joni. J, Julie, Joan, and Jonathan in our family. Were my parents nuts or what? It was like all of us had J names. So what I'm going to do, Joan, is I'm going to raise my vibrational level to the level of spirit, because we're all spirits attached to a body having a human experience. And when we're attached to a body, we vibrate more slowly just because the body has mass. So I'm going to close my eyes, watch a laser beam come from my body here in Birmingham, Alabama. It's going to hook up into you in Pennsylvania, and I'm going to have a hologram of you in my mind's eye. And then I'm going to envision shooting energy from your feet up through the top of your head, and it will be as if I'm looking at an X-ray or a CT scan or an MRI. So we'll see what shows up. So there comes my laser beam. Coming up. All right. Got you. Shooting energy. Okay. So what I'm seeing first and foremost is you look like you need hormones to me. Are you on bioidentical hormones? Have you gone through menopause? Are you in perimenopause? You look like you need hormones.
I'm kind of like in, I'd say, menopause still. I still get night sweats.
Okay. All right.
I'm
That's
not
what's
on
going
any
on.
Hormones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you heard of bioidentical hormones, Joan?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And for those of you listening that don't know what I'm talking about, what we're talking about, it's hormones that the body makes when we're young and fertile, popping out babies. And as we age, those hormone levels decrease, and Mother Nature says, ah, we don't need her anymore because she's not reproductive. And that's when degenerative things start to happen. So we can replenish those hormones. The bioidenticals have the same molecular composition, Joan, of what our bodies make when we're young and fertile versus the synthetic hormones have, which are made by big pharma, and those have extra molecules added to their formulas so they can be patented. So I would go to Dr. Northrup's site, Dr. Christian Northrup, drnorthrup.com. It's just drnorthrup.com. Mm-hmm. And I would educate myself, if I were you, on bioidenticals. And then to find a doctor in your area, go to IFM, I for Institute, F for Functional Medicine is M, IFM.org. IFM.org is a functional medicine site where you can find a practitioner in your area, usually MDs and DOs that specialize in different hormones and looking at the body as a whole. Another site that you can find somebody in your area who specializes in the bioidenticals is A4M. A is an apple, 4 is in the numeral 4, M is in Mary, I think it's .com. A4M.com, yes. And that's the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And and they will have people who specialize in hormones and anti-aging, like their name says. I really prefer, if we females are going to do hormones, that we find somebody who's a board-certified OBGYN, just because we're talking about female anatomy. So I think it makes sense to have somebody who's a specialist in that. I believe that's what's going on. That's what I'm seeing. I shot some energetic estrogen into you, and you perked right up. So check that out. That's one of the symptoms. So you'll read about that on Dr. Northrup's site.
Okay. I have to give you a verification also. I called you once before about pain shooting down my arm and into my hand, and you told me to get my pillow, and it actually worked. I did think you were crazy, and you said, you're going to think I'm crazy, and I did, but it worked.
Terrific.
The pillow helped. Yeah, it
wonderful.
It helped. It worked, yeah.
I must have seen something going on with your neck, that you were crooking your neck when you were sleeping with the pillow you had.
Yes, you scanned me, and it worked.
Oh, terrific. And that pillow's weird when you get it, isn't it? It's just like a bunch of, like, mush. Yeah.
You have to read the directions and everything and prepare it, sort of, to work. And I followed the directions, and, it's very helpful.
Wonderful. I remember when you called in and asked that question. So thanks for reminding me and everybody that's listening about that. I appreciate it. All right. Well, good luck with the hair loss, and go get some hormones, and I think you will stem it and probably see it grow back.
Okay. Thank you, Julie. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's see who we have next. I believe it's Rebecca. So let me get to Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
How are y'all?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. So
the American living in London.
Oh.
Thank you for taking my time. I had the opportunity to hear you on the Spirit Guides radio podcast and was really impressed. So I thought I'd give it a chance and give you a call and see if you could help me with some scanning.
So glad you did. So what is it, like 1 in the morning there or 2 in the morning? What time is it?
It's I'm a bit of a night owl anyway, but yeah, it's a little past 1. It's a little past 1
gosh.
In the morning.
Girl, you're something else. because I think you're 6 hours ahead of me, and I'm at 7, so 7 p.m.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Well, thank you for staying up late and calling in.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much. So just a bit of background. I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis quite a long time ago, about 25 years ago. And I would say in the past 5 years or so, I felt some weird effects with the medication, and I tried the synthetic blends and the different combinations. And then in the last year or two, I've just thought, I've noticed changes with my mood and different things. And I'm not recommending this for anyone else, but this is my experience. I decided to take myself off the medication, and it actually felt better.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect it's not Hashimoto's after all. Mm-hmm. I've been experimenting with different foods and supplements and things because I actually think it's probably some sort of, well, I don't know. That's what I'm calling as a, for maybe a bit more clarity on what's going on, because I think there's something, but I'm just not sure what.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll get you on my radar and see, but there's a book I want to tell you about, and it's
sure.
by a woman named Isabella Wentz, W-E-N-T-Z,
okay.
And she's a PharmD, Rebecca.
Okay.
So instead of a PhD, she has her doctorate in pharmacology. And her website is thyroidpharmacist.com, thyroidpharmacist.com. And she healed herself and heals people all over the world from Hashimoto's. And get them off medicine. Yeah. So just FYI, you may want to check out her site and perhaps read her book. I read her book just so I had the information and just so I could help people. I read this stuff all the time just for when questions come up. I have an idea of what's going on. And it's really illuminating. So I would highly recommend you check out Isabella Wentz's book. But let me get you on my radar. So here comes my laser beam from Sweet Home, Alabama, over to you in London. Passing Tower Bridge, I feel like Peter Pan and Wendy, Michael, and John. When Jonathan was little, we had an artist from the movies of I don't know what you call it, you know, the guy that did the sets and stuff. He painted stuff on the sets, and he painted Peter Pan murals on the walls of our playroom when Jonathan was little. Our son, Jonathan, when he was little, he thought he was Captain Hook for about 3 years. So every day he was obsessed with Captain Hook. And I thought, am I raising a child to be a criminal or what's going on here? But, you know, I can still see that in his playroom in our home, you know, with Wendy, Michael, and John and Nana Dog flying over London, over Tower Bridge. To get, you know, you take it right at the first star on the right or something you turn. I forget. Yeah. So, okay. I digress. All right. Have you shooting energy? Yeah. Your thyroid looks like it's half turned on. So I'm going to crank up the rest of it. It looks like half of it's working and half of it's not.
Okay.
And so, and I see that a lot with people who've been on medication for a long time. A lot of the time it looks like it's just asleep, and it's because it doesn't need to work because you're taking the medicine.
Right.
And so it doesn't need to generate the hormone. So I'm cranking it up, and it's turning pink. The whole thyroid is turning pink. You have a little bit of a nodule on the top of it.
Okay.
On your right side, my left side is I'm facing you. So I'm just going to get rid of that with this little hot wire thing that I see used all the time.
Thank you.
It's benign pink. No big deal.
Great.
But that's not uncommon.
Okay.
To see those little nodules. But I think you'll notice a difference with this healing.
Okay.
And I highly encourage you to check out Dr. Wentz's information. I think you'll learn a lot, and I think you'll have you'll have some eye-opening things that you'll learn, and you'll get some nuggets of wisdom out of it.
Sure. Okay.
So, thanks for staying up to talk with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time.
You bet.
Take care.
Bye, Rebecca. Okay. Let's see who's next. I believe it's Zoe. Hi, Zoe. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I had to unplug my headphones.
Oh, I was going to say, what'd you do? Drop the phone? Phone drop, mic drop. So where are you?
I am in Bar Harbor, Maine.
Oh, terrific. Well, you've got a question for me?
I have two. One that's more important, if that's all there's before.
Yeah.
It's about my boyfriend, actually, and he gave his permission.
Okay.
He's in Andover, Mass. today.
Okay. All right.
And he has Lyme. And it's been just like he's gotten reinfected every year, and he doesn't have health insurance, so it's been hard to like really get thorough care, and it's just been really confusing, like if there's other co-infections or what, you know, what is going on.
What's his name, Zoe?
Duke Brown.
Duke, D-U-K-E, like
Duke,
the university?
Like Z-E, Z-E-U-K.
Z-E-U-K, Zuke. All right. I haven't heard that name before. That's, yeah, interesting. Okay, so what I'm going to do, Zoe, is I'm going to hook into you, and from you I'm going to hook into Zuke. And then what I'll do is I'm going to shoot energy through him, and let's see what's going on. So here comes my laser beam. All right, got you coming down to Zuke. Got him. Okay, so he's had mold exposure. Is he in school? Is he working? Is he in an apartment? What's he doing?
We live in an old house in Maine, and it's very wet where we live. So that's surprising.
He's been exposed to mold, so I'm getting it out of his system. I see that a lot, where Lyme is misdiagnosed mold exposure. So if you email me, Zoe, Julie at AskJulieRyan.com, I'll send you a bunch of links about mold, things that you can, you know, learn, things that you can do to help with that. But this is mold exposure. Does Duke have a Lyme? I get a no on that. I'm not seeing Lyme. If somebody actually has Lyme, I can see the little tick-looking little bugs in their energy field. He's covered in mold. He's got bunches of mold. And about, I think it's 28, 29% of the population is really sensitive to mold. I happen to be one of them. And we are canaries in the coal mine. We, it's like, I tell people it's a superpower because I can walk in a room and I can tell instantly if there's mold in the room. And so you can get out of there. But yeah, email me and I'll send you a bunch of links on that. But the one thing for everybody that's listening, if you're dealing with a mold thing, what you want to do is go to moldymovie.com, moldymovie.com, and that's a documentary that will really open your eyes about mold and how mold can make you really sick. So the problem too, Zoe, is that a lot of times with Lyme, they will treat with a, with massive doses of antibiotics, the doctors will. And the gut biome is already decimated at that point from the mold. And then the antibiotics on top of it just really whack somebody's immune system. And they just, their immune system isn't working properly, so they get sick, they take antibiotics, they get, it whacks their immune system, and then you're just on a roller coaster ride in a
hamster wheel.
Yeah, so I believe that's what's going on with him.
Okay, thank you so much.
You may want to find a different place to live if you can't remediate it. Yeah.
All right.
Because it'll make you sick too, even if you're not having symptoms. All right. Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye. All righty. Let's see who else we got here. Let me go to the other. I think Allie is our next person. Hi, Allie.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I've been better.
Oh.
I'm very sick. Yes. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio. And I have been on an IV for the past 4 weeks at home because I have hyperemesis from being pregnant. So very severe
you
form
and,
of
You pregnancy. And Princess Kate, right?
Yes, exactly, right? So
but,
I just didn't know.
And she didn't send her palace staff over to help you?
I know, right? I know. Like, some of us actually have to go to work. have other kids to take care of. So it's just been really, really, really hard. So I just didn't know if you could do a scan and just see if maybe this will be ending soon.
Yeah. How far along are you, Allie?
I'm 12 weeks.
Okay. All right. And what are your doctors saying about that?
They're hoping it ends at like 14 weeks.
That's what I just got. I just got 14 weeks before you said that. Yeah. I'm thinking 14.
Yeah, 14
so
to 16.
I give myself Zofran, which makes me nervous. Because, but, I just want to make sure everything's, like, okay, obviously.
Anti-nausea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it work?
It helps take the edge off. Like, instead of vomiting 6 times a day, it's, like, 2.
Ouch.
So, yeah. I know. It's been rough.
I'm so sorry. Okay. So let me get you on my radar. What I'm doing is I'm just calming down. Baby looks great, by the way. Baby looks fine. Yeah. That's a heck of a way to get skinny, isn't it? Goodness.
Right? I know.
That's what somebody said one time to a friend of mine's daughter who was pregnant and was just nauseous. She goes, yeah, at least you're losing weight. She's like, yeah, heck of a way to get skinny.
Yeah, exactly.
Goodness. Okay, so your hormones are you have raging hormones, girl, because you're pregnant.
I do.
You do. And that's a good thing. So what I'm doing is I'm watching a healing. And it's interesting, Allie, because the healing, you know what a pneumatic tube is at the bank, at the drive-thru? You put your money in the little thing, and then it sucks it up, and it goes inside the building. It's like a pneumatic tube has happened on your body. The inside of your body is inside the tube with the baby. And then the outside of the tube is clear, and that's where the hormones are going, and the hormones are going into your body as needed, but they're taking what they need and not just getting a waterfall of hormones.
Yeah.
That's what's making you nauseous. So I can honestly say in 26 years of doing this, I have never seen that healing before.
Yay me.
Yeah, using the example of a drive-through bank.
Yes, exactly.
But my visuals are wild.
Yes, I love
so
it.
So that's what I'm seeing. But you look, you're fine. Baby's fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Good
this too shall pass.
Definitely.
I get it's a girl.
No way.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
That's so funny. I'm supposed to find out this week. They do blood tests real early.
Yeah, but the thing about I'm getting a girl. But, I got a 50-50 shot at it, too, but I'm getting a girl. I'm getting a girl. Yeah.
True. Okay, well, this is
wrong.
It, I think. I've been so sick.
Yeah.
Well,
all right,
feel
better.
Thank
Let us know when it, when
you.
It leaves. Okay.
I will. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Yeah. Bye, Allie. Okay, let's see who's next. I believe it's Marnita. Hi, Marnita.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, I'm from Westerville, Ohio.
Oh, I grew up in Worthington. Did you know that?
Oh, okay. I knew you were from Columbus area, but I wasn't sure where.
Worthington. I went to Bishop Watterson High School and The Ohio State University.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I found you just a couple of weeks ago. It's crazy how I found you, but you've come into my life at the perfect time. I've gotten your book on Audible and I've listened to it twice.
Oh.
Yes, I'm in the middle of listening to it for the second time right now, and I'm binging your podcast, but I haven't made it through them all because I'm pretty busy.
Well, and there's close to 200 of them, so.
I know, and I randomly pick them because I believe that everything I need to hear comes into my life when I need to hear it.
Right, good concept.
I am a life force energy worker. I'm a Reiki master. I've taken other courses, and it's morphed into something that's very, very huge. And I don't call myself a healer because I feel like I'm just a vessel for healing energy.
Mm-hmm. We all are.
So, okay.
We all are.
I am a caregiver for an 83-year-old woman that I believe is transitioning. Her husband just transitioned probably 3 months ago, and they were together for 60 plus years.
God love them.
And it's been very hard on her for that fact. Then, just 2 weeks ago, I was helping to transport her because she's paralyzed on one side. I was transporting her from her wheelchair to her recliner, and we fell. And we went to the hospital, and she had a fractured arm, and her divine came through me and started working on her like crazy. I feel that her arm is fine. She's not on any painkillers. She feels great that way. Physically, she feels good. But I think she has given up. And she also has slight dementia, so she doesn't really... I tell her that I'm working on her, and she knows I'm working on her. And I mentioned to her that I found your podcast, and I would really like to call. And she said, okay, whatever I want, she'll do.
Okay.
And I kind of want confirmation is all it is because I have been, I sit across from her while she's sleeping and just watch her sleep. And I know there is a lot of energy in the room with her. Her mother's there, her sister's there, her father's there. There's a baby who I don't know. I believe it's a sister, but she doesn't know it's her sister. Her husband is always there. And today I felt like there were angels in the room. It was very large. When angels are around me, I feel very large energy. I can't I can't see them the way you do in my mind's eye, but I feel them, and it feels huge.
It does.
And very comforting. It feels like a hug.
Yes.
But it's huge.
You're on target with that. Yes.
Okay. I feel that she's like really, really close.
Okay. Well, what I'll do, what is her name, Marnita?
Her name is Vicky.
Vicky. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'll hook into you, and then I'm going to hook into Miss Vicky, and then we'll see what's going on. So a couple of things. Everybody, if you're new to the show, any of you are listening, what Marnita and I are talking about, my book, Angelic Attendance, what really happens as we transition from this life into the next. And there are phases of transition that we all go through, whether we die instantly or take days, weeks, months. There's a gal, Kathy, that called into the show for 2 years, Marnita, and it took her father 2 years to die. He was at phase 11 over 2 years. So any of you that are interested in this, you can go to my website, AskJulieRyan.com. There are graphics of this on the tab that says the 12 phases of transition, and you'll see the configuration that angels and our deceased loved ones are in when we're dying. So by the way, Marnita, you and anybody listening, if you've read my book, please leave a review on Amazon for me. I would really appreciate it if you would do that, because it helps others find this material. And usually when somebody's looking for material like this, they either have a loved one dying or they've just lost somebody. And it hopefully can be really comforting for them. This book, by the way, I don't know if you've heard me say, it's being used in Sunday school classes all over the country and even in a synagogue, which I never saw coming. I thought that was wild when I started getting emails from churches saying, hey, we're using your book in our Sunday school classes. And hey, cool, fabulous. So yeah, so I'd appreciate it if you'd leave a review. All right,
definitely.
So here we go. Got you on my website. Got Miss Vicky. Yeah, she's in phase 7 of 12, Marnita.
Okay.
And what phase 7 looks like is when we're dying, our spirit exits our body through the top of the head. That's what we hear about people that are going through near-death experiences, going through the tunnel they talk about. And it holds on to the top of the head. And again, everybody, these graphics are on my site, AskJulieRyan.com. You can see them. And it looks like a bubble. that hangs onto the top of their head. And her parents' spirits are at her feet. She has angels in a horseshoe going out from her parents. Her husband is there. Lots of other family and friends are there. That when you talked about the infant energy that's there, I got it. It's a miscarried baby of hers.
Oh, okay.
They show up a lot. Babies that are
okay, because she doesn't know who the baby is. She talks mm-hmm. about the baby, but she doesn't know who it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So it's probably a baby that she miscarried. And, you know, most women
right.
don't know if they've miscarried. So that's
right.
what's going on. You are right on target. She's surrounded by angels. All those deceased loved ones are there. And when you are watching this happen or sensing it, I happen to be visual, but however it comes in, if you're feeling, you sound mm-hmm. like you're kinesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
As you're feeling her going through different phases, download that chart from, well, you got the book, but you can download
right.
the chart for easy reference. And you can just ask the question, what phase is Vicki in? And you'll get an answer,
okay.
and then you refer to the chart. It'll come in instantly. And then if she's going through phases quickly, you'll know that that's the time to alert her family to come see her.
Okay.
That she's doing that. Okay. So I hope that helps.
Right. Yes, it does. It does.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in and for the work that you do. And consider taking my class. I had somebody sign up for my class
today. I am considering it.
Yeah.
It's in February,
the next one,
isn't it?
February, yes. February of 2020.
Okay.
So it's life-changing for everybody that takes it. All right. Well, thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And by the way, she lives in Westerville, Ohio. Worthington, Ohio is right next door. It's the city right next door. So that's why I was so excited. I was like, oh, I grew up next door. So here's our information for calling into the show. We do this most Thursdays, pretty much every Thursday, except on Halloween and Thanksgiving. And if Christmas is on Thursday, we won't do it then either. But the call-in number is 712-770-4160, access code 533-677-pound, or hashtag. You can find this information a whole bunch of different places, anywhere you download podcasts. We're on 70 networks, I think, all around the world. It's in the show notes. It's on my site, AskJulieRyan.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and you'll see it. All the call-in information. We're also on YouTube. It's in the show notes. And we're on Alexa, so you can ask Alexa for it. The podcast is on Alexa as well. I send out a blog usually on Wednesday nights, and it's a question somebody has submitted online. It's in the call-in information is on that blog itself. And when you're on my site, be sure and sign up for the blog so you can get that each week, and it's just a reminder, you know, to call in if you have a question. And the questions are usually pretty interesting that people submit, or at least I think they are. And sign up for a private appointment when you're on my site. And we can talk about whatever you want in an hour. If you want to do medical and scan your cat and past life stuff and whatever time allows, we can do a combo platter, because they say I'm a buffet of psychicness. I made that up. I don't know where it came from. All right. This week, Sonia from Jackson, Mississippi asked, hi, Julie. My granddaughter, Ashley, has had issues with hyperhidrosis since she was 3 or 4 years old. She is now in her last year of college, and this condition has become worse, and everyday life is a struggle for her. At times, Ashley can't even use the computer because she soaks the keyboard. She has entire body sweating, but it's really severe in her palms and underarms. In addition, she has night sweats 4 to 5 nights a week and has to change her clothes during the day. Now, night sweats you would expect out of somebody that's going through menopause, but not a college girl. And then she went on to say, we have tried many treatments and so far none have worked. Is there any way you can get to the source of this or reduce the sweating? Blessings, Sonia. And here's my response. Hi, Sonia. Thanks for your question. This is a new one for me. Since I had never heard of hyperhidrosis, I looked it up. The Mayo Clinic says Hyperhidrosis is an abnormally excessive sweating that's not necessarily related to heat or exercise. You may sweat so much that it soaks through your clothes or drips off of your hands. Besides disrupting normal daily activities, this type of heavy sweating can cause social anxiety and embarrassment, end quote. In order to get some information for you, I energetically connected to you and from you to Ashley. I then asked her for permission telepathically to scan her. She agreed. As those of you know that have been listening for a while, I can scan people who don't give me permission. I won't scan them if they don't give me permission. It's an ethical thing with me. I'll only scan people where I get permission from them. I went on to say, once I got her on my, quote, radar, the energy went to her adrenal glands. They looked fried, literally. Have you ever heard about people having adrenal burnout? That's what I believe is going on with Ashley. Johns Hopkins says, quote, adrenal glands produce hormones that help regulate your metabolism, immune system, blood pressure, response to stress, and other essential functions. And it looks like, end quote, and it looks like Ashley's pituitary and thyroid glands are also being affected. So when I got her on my radar, I could see adrenals, pituitary, and thyroid, but adrenals were the main culprit. Again, not being familiar with this condition, I did some research to find out if there was a connection between adrenal function and excessive sweating. Turns out there are lots of articles talking about how adrenal issues can be the cause of Ashley's condition. So, I watched a healing on Ashley's adrenals and watched them transform from toasted little organs into pink healthy tissue. Then I saw, in my mind's eye, a reversal of sweat coming from her pores. It looked like rewinding of a movie. You may want her to see a functional medicine physician. Doctors trained in functional medicine are MDs and DOs who look at the body as a whole, functioning unit, and reverse engineer symptoms to address the cause. Have Ashley go to the Institute for Functional Medicine, which is IFM.org, to find a physician in her area. Hope this helps. So that was really interesting. That was very educational for me. And I really appreciate, Sonia, you submitting this question about your granddaughter, and I hope this information helps her and helps you not worry about her so much. Okay, let's go back to the phone, and I believe our next caller is Musa. Hi, Musa.
Hey, Julie, how are you?
Oh, good. Your connection's awful. Are you moving? What are you doing?
Oops, yeah, I was moving. Oh, can you hear me now?
Now you're good. Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Where are you calling us from?
Calling from Connecticut today.
Okay. Terrific. You got a question for me?
Yep. All right. So I've been having some back pain that's been going off and on. Quite frankly, I admit sometimes I lift things a little bit too heavy. Sometimes I work out and kind of push my back a little bit, a little bit further than I should. And I'm paying for it now. So I wanted you to scan it, see if you see anything on my back and knees.
Yeah, you got a bulging disc on the left side of your back, low back. Like low going bottom of your mid back, I would say. You know, around your waist is where it's bulging. So I'm propping up the vertebrae. This is the healing, Musa. I'm propping up the vertebrae, putting that disc back in. And then there's this little netting. It looks like a fishnet that you would use to get a goldfish out of an aquarium, that really fine netting. That goes on the end of your vertebrae to hold that disc in place. And interestingly enough, when I go back and scan somebody years later, after that healing has been done, I still see that netting going on. So that's what's going on. Left side is where I'm seeing it. And so then I just watched a chiropractic adjustment happened to your back because you're a little bit of a twisted mister. You're a little twisted, probably because your back's been hurting. So I've done that. All right, knees, left knee's inflamed. The energy went to the left knee first. So I'm getting that calmed down. Let's see what's going on there. Good. A few little crunchies in there, Musa. That's a medical term, you know, a few crunchies in there. And they look like little rock salt. That's the beginning of some arthritis going on. So what it looks like in the operating room too, when a knee or shoulder is scoped. So I'm irrigating that out, and then we will get some anti-inflammatory energy on that to calm that down. So let me look at your right knee. Left knee looks more inflamed than the right knee. Is that right?
Yes, agreed. Yep.
Okay. All right. So right knee doesn't look inflamed. There's a teeny little bit of inflammation right in the center of your kneecap. So I put some anti-inflammatory energy on that. But this is all left side of your body going on is what I'm seeing. So I hope that helps.
Well, yeah. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I mean, I've been trying to baby the back, but then, I mean, every now and then I go back to the gym and I realize I kind of overpushed it. So would you recommend on that note to stop going to the gym for a while or just?
I don't know that you need to be doing, you know, bodybuilding stuff at this point. I think you do stuff that's easier on your back and let your back heal.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
that. You bet. Hope you feel better. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, let's see who's next. I believe it's Monica. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Julie. How are you tonight? Thank you so much for taking my call. I woke up with a very, very bad migraine this morning at like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. The pain woke me up.
Uh-huh.
And it's literally from the top of my head all the way down to the bottom of my feet. And I went to get a massage. It seemed like it helped, but it came back. And I'm wondering what happened, what it is, and, you know, what could I do to not have to live like this? Because it does come about when I'm under more stress.
Where do you live, Monica?
I'm in Toronto.
Okay. So did you have a weather change? Is it raining or did you have something happen?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Sometimes barometric pressure can cause a trigger for migraines.
Yeah.
Food. Mm-hmm. Have you had anything that's fermented? Red wine can trigger migraines. Really?
I don't drink.
Sugar.
I know sugar like is something that, yeah, sugar I definitely had.
Yeah, sugar, aged cheeses, port cheese with port wine in it, that kind of stuff, that can all trigger migraines. So I've got you on my radar. I'm shooting energy into you to get this calmed down. Yeah, you're just bright red. Your whole body's inflamed. Warm showers can help, believe it or not. That can calm down. Are you nauseous with it?
Yes, very.
That's what I'm getting. Okay. All right. So I got healing. We just did on Allie, who's pregnant. I'm just going to do the same thing on you. What the heck? Just saw it. I guess maybe that was part of it. So I'm getting that calmed down with that. Consider scheduling a private appointment with me, Monica, and we can do a really deep dive on this when we have more time. It can be a lot of different triggers, yeast, hormones, diet, all that kind of stuff can be triggers.
Yeah.
Mold can trigger it. Barometric pressure change can trigger it. Bright light. Just a million things. So go to AskJulieRyan.com and pick a date and time, and let's spend an hour, and we can reverse engineer your symptoms, and we'll figure out what the cause is.
Okay.
Okay. All right. But I hope
this helps
in the short run.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Feel better.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see who else we have. I believe we have our next caller is Denise. Hi, Denise.
Hi. I'm calling from Alexandria, Virginia.
Terrific. How are you?
Good.
Got a quick question for me?
Yes, I'm wondering if you could tell me why I'm having trouble losing weight. And I've had my thyroid, and my doctor has run some tests on me, and everything came back okay.
So I got you on my radar. Let's see. It's hormones. Are you in menopause, perimenopause? What are you doing with that?
I don't know if I'm in menopause or anything. I don't have hot flashes. I'm 47.
Okay. I think you're in perimenopause, Denise. I get it's hormone related. And hormone related doesn't mean that you're in perimenopause or menopause. You look like you're in perimenopause to me. So I'm shooting some energetic estrogen into you, but it can be from a lot of other things, like a gut biome that's not right and things like that, that it can affect hormones even before the change. So I get hormones. It's a hormone thing. Again, you may want to schedule a private session and we'll do a deep dive and see what's going on, get to the root of it. But I get it's hormones. See what's going on with the hormones. Okay?
Okay.
Go to AskJulieRyan.com and then we'll have a whole hour to figure out what's going on. All right. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see who's next. I believe it's Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Julie. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have spoken with you before. I just have a quick question regarding my father. He's 93, and he does tell us that he's going to be leaving us after the holidays. So I was just wondering if he, I believe he is transitioning, but what stage is he in?
Mm-hmm. He's in stage 4. I went ahead just for time's sake. I got him on my radar, connected to him through you. He's in phase 4, which means he has a horseshoe of angels around him. Again, if you go to my site, AskJulieRyan.com, you'll see the 12 phases of transition, Ann. And it's a horseshoe.
He was further than that before, so that
they can go. They can go back and forth. Yeah.
They can. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I have seen people that are in phase 11 and they go back. And one of my brother's friends had a stroke. He was in the operating room. He was at phase 11. I thought he was getting ready to leave. And 10 years later, he's up walking around and he's fine.
Really?
So they can go back and forth. Yeah. What I was talking about earlier with, the Marnita from Ohio, the caregiver, when you see them go through the different phases, boom, 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 and they keep going forward, then you know that's a pretty good indicator that they're on a trajectory to leave. But when they're going back and forth, they're just kind of toying with the idea. So I'm getting phase 4 tonight.
Okay.
Have you read my book?
All right. I have angelic attendance. Oh, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yes,
so you've got those drawings, those graphics with you.
Right. Well, I borrowed the book from my sister and now it's with my daughter. So I don't have it in my possession. And Julie, last question. Do you see me moving real soon?
What's real soon? Give me a timeline.
By January.
I got to know.
Okay.
Right now things in the future are fluid because there are a bunch of variables that come into play. But right at this moment, I got to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But you can see those phases. Like I was telling Marnita, go on my site and you'll be able to download that chart. And then you can refer to it and you can find out what phase he's in to yourself. Just ask the question, what phase of transition is my dad in? And you're going to get an answer within a second, phase 5, phase 7, phase whatever. And then you can look at the chart and you'll be able to see what's happening there. Okay.
I'm disappointed because somebody looked at my house today and I guess the wife loved it. The husband is coming back Wednesday. They're from out of town, and so I thought, this is it.
Yeah, but you're jumping to a conclusion. Just be, you know, they may buy your house, but they may not want to move until February. So stay open.
Okay.
Stay open.
Gotcha.
I mean,
okay.
There are so many variables at play. So stay open to how it's going to unfold. Just know it's all unfolding perfectly.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see who's next. I believe it's Heidi. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I've been enjoying listening to all these callers.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Sandy, Utah.
Okay.
You got a
quick question?
I do. I just, I have anxiety in general anyway, but I feel like I've been really anxious lately, and I don't really know why, because even with all the craziness in my life, I don't really have anything that I should be worrying about. So it's like at night I'll just sit there and I'm just like anxious for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, we get on a hamster wheel of thoughts.
Yeah.
Thoughts don't originate in our heads, Heidi. They originate out in the universe. And depending on what we're thinking about, we're on kind of like a radio station of that thought. And you know how you'll get a thought and then you'll pull in another thought about that. And before you know it, if it's negative, you can be down a rabbit hole really fast.
Right. Yeah.
So what you want to do is you want to disrupt that thought and think of something else. And how you do that is you ask yourself, is this going to kill me in the next 2 minutes? If it's not, then it's fake. If it is, then you need to move and change the conditions.
Right.
So I call that the 2-minute rule.
Okay.
If it's going to kill me in the next 2 minutes, you're usually going to laugh. You're going to go, no, it's not going to kill me.
Right.
And then you switch the frequency to a different station. When you're curious, then you're vibrating at a higher level. You can pull in new thoughts that way.
That's a good idea. I haven't done that before.
I don't know where I made that up from. I don't know where I got that.
Well, it sounds good.
It works great.
So
try it and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I'm going to, because I do. I just start thinking of just dumb things that really don't even matter. And, you know, and like you said, before you know it, I've got a million things I'm worrying about that really aren't, you know, I shouldn't be worrying about.
If it's not going to kill you, it's fake. It's false. It's fake news.
Right.
I love that term. Fake news.
Yeah. So. I like that for that. Yeah.
All right. Well,
that's
run.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. We are out of time, but we got a bunch of people on this evening, so that was fun. And remember, next week's Halloween. Happy Halloween. Enjoy the trick-or-treaters. Enjoy passing out candy and going to parties and dressing up if you do that kind of thing. And I will be back week after next. So always check social media the day of the show, and I'll always post, and you'll know if we're doing a live show or not. So with that, everybody, have a great weekend. Happy Halloween, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Twitter at AskJulieRyan and like her on Facebook at AskJulieRyan. For information on how you can ask Julie your question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.